USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Indonesia, Ethiopia, the Cayman Islands, and China all grounded the Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes after the crash of an Ethiopian Airlines jet killed 157 people, including 8 Americans. Sky News correspondent John Sparks.
There are concerns about the aircraft involved, this 737-8 MAX. It's a new version of the 737, the workhorse of the skies. There are 300 in the air flying at the moment, another 5,000 on order. So passengers and the airliners themselves, they want to know if these aircraft are safe to use.
No planes will be grounded in the United States, but both American and Southwest say they will be following this investigation. Coast Guard Officer Christopher Hassan is set to appear in a Maryland court today. Now, he's accused of planning a domestic terror attack which targeted prominent journalists and Democratic politicians. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
In a new interview, the Fed chairman downplays fears of an upcoming recession. More from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
On 60 Minutes, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell tells CBS's Scott Pelley the American economy is still in great shape.
We think that the outlook is a favorable one. Inflation is muted, and our policy rate, we think, is in an appropriate place. So what we've said is that we would be patient.
What does patient mean?
Patient means that we don't feel any hurry to change our interest rate policy.
Wall Street had been worried the Fed would raise rates too fast, which might send the economy into a loop.
The 23 people killed by tornadoes in Alabama will be honored during a vigil on Monday. It will take place in Lee County, where the storms hit the hardest. In the meantime, volunteers are still left cleaning up what's behind. President Trump tweeted his preference for daylight savings time. As it stands right now, daylight savings time lasts roughly 8 months of the year. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Dirk Nowitzki has been playing for the Dallas Mavericks since before MySpace was created. The 14-time All-Star has been around the league long enough to see the explosion of social media and the effect it's had on NBA players. Nowitzki told a sports writer that he doesn't know if players care as much these days about winning as opposed to looking good on Instagram. Adam Silver, NBA commissioner, was at South by Southwest this weekend. He spoke on the topic.
I think we live a bit in the age of anxiety.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's I've read studies on this. I think part of it is a direct product of social media.
Yes.
And I think those players we're talking about, when I meet with them, what strikes me is that they are truly unhappy. If you're around a team in this day and age, their headphones on, they're isolated, and their head down.
Larry Winget is a pit bull of personal development. He joins Fox News and says NBA players, they're not the only ones with issues regarding social media.
That applies to everybody in society right now. Isn't it amazing that we used to judge players by how many points they're scored, and now they judge themselves by how many likes they get and how popular they are? Really, that's a sad commentary on society, that we've gotten to the point where popularity is how we measure our own success and validate ourselves. What happens when we're no longer the flavor of the day, or when somebody else can post a more provocative or sexy or just more posts in general to get more likes? I think it's sad.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.